USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed into law a major rewrite of the rules of trade with Canada and Mexico, celebrating the fulfillment of one of his top campaign promises. Trump said negotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement was probably the number one reason I decided to lead this crazy life that I'm leading right now. He also said, today, we're finally ending the NAFTA nightmare. The event featured hundreds of business and farm leaders from around the country and scores of Republican officials. The U.S. International Trade Commission calculated that the deal will add at least $68 billion to economic growth and generate over 176,000 jobs over the next few years. The new pact, along with the signing of Phase 1 of the agreement with China, dials down trade tensions that have contributed to slowing economic growth globally. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
A Jewish super PAC is going after Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The Democratic majority for Israel's new ad campaign, which is now running in Iowa, questions the 78-year-old's electability and points to his heart attack last fall. It features voters expressing concerns about Sanders and his health.
I doubt if Bernie Sanders can beat Trump.
I like Bernie. I think he has great ideas. But Michigan, Iowa, they're just not going to vote for a socialist.
I do have some concerns about Bernie Sanders' health.
Sanders has released doctor's notes indicating that he has the mental and physical vigor to take on the presidency.
Record electric vehicle sales in the fourth quarter helped push Tesla, Inc. to its second straight quarterly profit. The Palo Alto, California company said it made $105 million net profit from October through December, or 56 cents per share. The fourth quarter earnings continued Tesla's meteoric stock appreciation. Shares rose nearly 12% in after hours trading. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
South Korea reports that a small earthquake was detected near North Korea's nuclear test site. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
The tremor occurred in an area near Kilju. The minor quake is believed to be the result of North Korea's sixth nuclear test, which occurred September of 2017. Experts say that test may have involved a bomb that released the same energy as 108 kilotons of TNT. 3 years ago, they also warned of a major environmental disaster as a result of the explosion. Seoul's weather agency described the tremor as a natural earthquake and said it occurred in an area less than 2 miles from North Korea's nuclear test site.
An underwater explorer believes he's found the wreck of a ship that vanished nearly a century ago. The SS Cotopaxi was thought to have disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle in 1925, but a new show for the Science Channel, it's now concluded it sank off the North Florida coast. The steam-powered bulk carrier left from Charleston, South Carolina for Havana on November 29, 1925, with 32 passengers. The ship never made it to Cuba, and none of the bodies were ever recovered. According to the National Ocean Service, the port city is north of the Bermuda Triangle and part of the Atlantic Ocean, generally located between Miami, Bermuda, and San Juan, Puerto Rico. The Science Channel will show Barnett's journey to the Cotopaxi and the series premiere of a show called Shipwreck Secrets. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.